Welcome to another episode of Daily Hope. Today we are in Revelation chapter 21 and we're almost done, guys. Tomorrow, Revelation chapter 22 will be the last chapter of Revelation. And as much as I have been enjoying Revelation, and we will enjoy and we will hear from God concerning these last couple of chapters, but after Revelation, we're going to be starting in Mark. We're going to be starting in Mark. And so if you don't have our reading plan, if you don't have our Daily Hope reading plan, you can get it from our church when you come. Or if you're just watching online, I'm going to leave a link in the description. You guys can download the form from there. So before we get started today, I want to remind you, if you can please make sure you like this video. And if you haven't already subscribed to the channel, it really, really helps. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you will speak to us today through your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen. So, I think I was talking about Mark earlier, but I'm really excited to get into Mark. It's amazing, amazing, amazing. Well, all the Gospels are amazing. So, anytime we go through a Gospel, I'm going to be so excited. So, we'll be in about, in a few days on Wednesday, I believe. On Wednesday, when I upload the video for Wednesday, we will be in Mark. All right, so Revelation chapter 21, we're going to get some more sneak peeks into heaven. Everyone say yay. It's going to be really amazing. It's really great for us to have this kind of perspective. And one of the things that we recently talked about was magnifying the Lord. If you guys come to our Hope Community Church, we've been talking about magnifying the Lord. And When we read Revelation and when we see how amazing the new earth and the new heaven is going to be like, when you magnify that, all of a sudden some of the cares and the frustrations and the worries of the world, they start to diminish because you're magnifying eternity. You're magnifying your eternal perspective. And so when you start to care more about eternity than the temporal, then the temporal loses its power, okay? And so when we go through Revelation, even after we go through Mark, and then we go through Acts and other books in the Bible, don't forget to meditate on eternity, on what heaven's going to be like, because it's going to help to keep our hearts right. It's going to help to keep our perspectives right, so that when someone cuts you off, in the freeway, or your barista gets your coffee wrong, if you have this mindset of, oh, I'm gonna be with Jesus forever, all of a sudden these little things, they don't matter. And they don't matter because really, they don't matter. They don't. So, Revelation chapter 21 verse 1 starts with this: "Now I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away. Also, there was no more sea. Then I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Then I heard a loud voice from heaven saying, 'Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God.'" This is amazing, amazing, amazing. Because if you ever have a chance, not that if you should, we all should have a chance. But one thing I do, because obviously, I read every day, for Daily Hope, right? And I love it. I have so much fun studying and going through the chapters and just kind of listening, Lord, what do you want to speak today through this chapter? But in addition to that, because, I don't read the Bible because I have to do Daily Hope, right? I read the Bible because I love Jesus. I know that's your attitude and your perspective as well. But I also read the Old Testament. I most nights, not every night, but as often as I remember, I take my time with the Old Testament. A few months ago, I started in Genesis, and I just took my time reading the stories and meditating on finding Jesus in the Old Testament. It's amazing to find Jesus. You see so many pictures and foreshadowings of Jesus. We went through one of those a few chapters ago when they're singing the song of Moses and they're singing the song of the Lamb. And that's Old Testament prophecy, that's Old Testament foreshadowings that come to pass that we see in Revelation. And here we see the same thing. Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. God himself will be with them and be their God. This is something that in the Old Testament, you see this phrase over and over and over and over again. And listen to me, church, when God says something over and over and over again, we should probably pay attention. We should probably really lean into some of these phrases that God says over and over again. We see this in Jeremiah, in Isaiah, in a lot of these these prophets in the Old Testament. God says this over and over again, and he's saying it to his people. He's saying, I desire to be your God, and I desire for you to be my people. In other words, I want to belong to you, and I want you to belong to me. See, this has always, always, always been like our purpose. This has always been the plan since the beginning with Adam and Eve. God would walk with them in the garden. God would fellowship with them. We see it with Abraham, where Abraham is called a friend of God. God has a passionate desire to have relationship with us. And so much that God actually sent his son into the world to be beaten and to be killed, to be murdered, to be crucified, so that veil of separation between God and man will be torn in two, so that now God can have a free relationship with you if you choose it. And this is why. Because God wants to belong to you, and he wants you to belong to God. This has always been the plan. And so when you read the Old Testament in this perspective, you can see why God gets angry, why God gets jealous, why God is saying, hey, you guys are doing this and it's wrong. Why is it wrong? Because you said you belong to me, and I made a covenant to belong to you, and now you're giving yourself over to these false gods, these nations, these other cultures. You're giving yourselves over to, you know, you're undefiling yourselves and you're treating me as common and you're leaving, right? Revelation chapter 2, you're forgetting your first love. So it's amazing, because what we're seeing is a new heaven and a new earth, but what we're really, really, really seeing is finally the desire of God's heart being fulfilled, where it's like, finally, God has his people with him and says, great. This is what I've always wanted, is for you to be my people and for me to be your God, for you to belong to me and for me to belong to you in this wonderful, wonderful relationship. This is what Jesus means when Jesus is talking to his disciples. And he said, I go and prepare a place for you. This is the place, guys. This is the place. And here's what Jesus says. He says, I go to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be there also. You may be there also. Now he's saying, guys, Jesus has faith. Jesus, you know, God's will is that none perish. Jesus is preparing a place because he expects that you will be with him forever. It's like, how do I say it? Anyways, I wasn't going to take some examples, but that's okay. Jesus prepared a place for us because he wants us there with him. Listen to me. Jesus, he's like, I'm going to prepare a place for you, that where I am, you may be there also. I want you in eternity with me. I want to be your God, and I want you to be my people. Isn't that amazing? And so that's literally been the cry of God's heart all throughout the Bible. It really has, that we would belong to him and that he would belong to us. God himself will be with them and be their God. And God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying. This is verse 4. There shall be no more pain, for all the former things have passed away. These are all things that we experience here on the earth. But guys, when we get to that new heaven and that new earth, and we're finally his people, and he's our God, it's gonna be amazing, guys. It's gonna be awesome. Verse 5. Then he who sat on the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." Verse 6. And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give of the fountain of the water of life freely to him who thirsts." Verse 7. "He who overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son," and obviously daughter as well. Listen, we're in this chapter, what's happening, we are finally home with our Father in heaven. We're finally in our true home with our Father in heaven. And that is a great reality. That's a great truth to really meditate on. That is a great truth to really hide in your heart. Amen? Here's what's amazing. Where God takes care of us, God wants to be, you know, God wants to belong to us, and he wants us to belong to him, and you know, we're going to be singing "Holy, Holy" with the angels and all these amazing things in heaven. And we're not done with Revelation yet. We still have one more chapter tomorrow. But in the last verse we read, we see Jesus saying, "You know, I will be their God, and I'm going to call them my son." We're finally going to be with our Father in heaven, united forever and ever and ever. And it's going to be amazing. It's going to be glorious. It's going to be wonderful. And we don't have to wait for heaven to have relationship. We don't have to wait for heaven to have that kind of intimacy. Now, we're going to wait for heaven to experience all of that. But we can experience heaven when we worship. We can experience heaven when we pray. God can give us peaks, and he can give us portions, and he can give us a taste, right, of how good eternity will be with Jesus when we seek him. Amen. Listen, it's oh my gosh, there's so many places I can go right now, but here's what I want to say is we have to get right with Jesus today. And then tomorrow, you're gonna have to get right with Jesus. Now, I'm not saying that you're gonna sin, because we're believing that you're not. Like, you've been set free from sin. Sometimes we fall, sometimes we mess up, but our prayer and our belief through the Bible, through sanctification, is that you're on your way to perfection. All the way up until one day you will be perfected and you will be with Jesus forever. But we need to make sure that we are right with Jesus today. Again, you're either going to see him coming, or he's going to come like a thief in the night. And if you're prayed up, if you're worshiping, if you're coming to church, if you're reading your Bible, you're going to see him coming. Why? Because your spirit is so alive and ready and watchful and sensitive. But if through entertainment and through school and sports and making money, if through the worldly things you've put your spirit to sleep, then Jesus is going to show up like a thief in the night, and you can say, oh my gosh, I'm not ready. And at that time, you won't have time to get ready, guys. You won't have time to get ready, because you're going to be so consumed in the world that you might not even know he's there. Anyways, I'm going to end with that. Please make sure that we got to get right with God. We really do. Whatever that looks like, let me pray for you, okay? Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Help us to get our hearts and our minds right before you, Jesus. Just to get through today, Lord, help us to just commit our lives, commit our day to you, God. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. All right, well, today, before I let you go, I want to remind you of a few things. If you haven't already, please make sure you like and subscribe. I want to tell you that people are our heart, generosity is our opportunity, excellence is our spirit, smiling is our favorite, and Jesus is our Lord. Tomorrow, we'll be in Revelation chapter 22. Have a wonderful day.